Tower, DJW Mobile.
KO4PXB.
How are you?
Yep, doing good.
Finished grocery shopping, headed home. You getting off work?
And it's truly a better day that I don't have to go grocery shopping.
Long time, but now it's my J-O-B.
Well, keeps you from, so I understand it.
That's fine.
Yep. Yeah, that definitely should take up woodworking. I know that still won't get you out of the job of grocery shopping, but you know, it'll take care of the idle hands.
Building model airplanes out of balsa wood is the closest I ever came to woodworking. I did a lot of balsa woodworking, building airplanes, competition planes, and crashing them. I have to build another one. It takes about 40 hours to build one, and it takes about a millisecond to destroy it.
I've definitely seen that, where the people crash the RC planes, and it's like ham radio. It's not a cheap hobby.
Kitting it. You get it in the kit, and you build it, and then you re-kit it when you crash it. But when it goes up, will come down, and it doesn't always come down as planned. But more often than not, it does. But every now and then, it doesn't. That's why you have to build up a whole slew of airplanes.
Yeah, I saw one of the RC. It was pretty much the videos out there with RC crashes, and guy put on notes on one of his that, you know, obviously he was in the building phase and the testing experimental phase. He connected a, like an emergency chute to bring it down safely where it has much damage, not too much damage, you know, would be done as it's landing with the chute instead of just, you know, crashing in.
It'll get you if you have, you know, at least one mistake, if you're at least one mistake high. But there's a point where you're not a whole mistake high where that won't do you any good. I saw one of them in a video. It was at the Triple Tree air show they have every year. That's the biggest one in the world now. It used to be up there at Byron's Originals up at Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Now it's down here at Woodruff. And I saw one where a guy had a, I think it was a $26,000 or $30,000 jet, and he was doing a high-speed low pass. And usually those aren't that impressive. But when you're doing a high-speed pass with a jet, it takes a you're going really fast. It takes a lot of pull on the servo to adjust the elevator because there's a lot of wind going over that surface. And if you don't have enough oomph in the servos, it'll go down. It won't come up when you want it to come up, and that's what happened to him. And it turned it into a fireball right over the runway, about 200 feet before the center of the runway. It just it totally demolished it in an instant. It wasn't the whole mistake high.
That, something like that, you know what you're doing, so the money that's lost in doing that is crashing is understandable and a risk you have to take. Yeah, I've definitely seen the money of what they spend on them, and I've seen the even what's even neater, the ones that build the helicopters like that. It's just unbelievable that the time and that it takes to do that and get everything all put together like that.
Correct. That is pretty wild. And what they can do with it, the helicopters is really wild too. It's like flipping and flopping and doing TikToks and just, I don't know how their brain keeps up with it. I can't do that with a helicopter. I can fly a helicopter. I can't fly a helicopter like they do there. Anyway, I'm backing in the driveway. I got to unload groceries. Good talking to you, Lloyd. Have a safe trip to Westway and W4DJW.
Sir, be careful. It's KO4PXB.